Pat Pagano. Good morning, Judge.
I don't get it.
You're the one who's going to hand down the verdict of what the weather's going to be through Monday.
Yeah, it's not going to be terrible. So that's for sure.
Yeah, but you're the judge. Now, before we get to the weather, Terry Uverard mentioned about the sippy cups yesterday. And Jill Goodman called in and just, you know, wanted to banish the idea. Terry wrote me a letter back saying that she was kind of kidding. But then Amy Shushat sent me an email, and Amy put on a good point. When you go to these fancy parties at museums and everything now, you know what they're starting to serve wine in?
No.
These little sippy cups. Because they can't take a chance of people's
spilling them on the paintings.
And stuff like that.
Well, I took her advice, and I went online, and I found what they refer to as a wine tumbler. So they're not sippy cups, but they're wine tumblers. And within the tumbler, it's made out of plastic acrylic. And within they're clear. And within it is a acrylic wine glass. So when you fill it up, you're not filling up the tumbler, but you're filling up the glass that's within the tumbler. And then it has a cap on top with a slide.
There you go.
You know, just the way you would with a regular thermos. You have a little thing that slides back and forth so that you can keep it hot when you're not drinking it and slide it up. And I ordered them. I think there was eight. There were eight of them in a set, and I ordered eight because what I'm really thinking about is that, first of all, not a lot of people drink red wine. That's number one. And number two, there are two particular people that I know of that shake more than the Tremors on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So if I order eight, I'm sure, at least I'm going to make sure that the 2 to 3 people that shake drink out of that. And then I still have 5 extra for anybody else who wants to use it. But everybody else basically is a lot younger. And, I think we're safe. So that's what I did, and I guess it should be coming next week.
All right. Well,
thank you. So it's a great suggestion. Yeah, great suggestion. So I got that done. Thank you.
So now, tell us about this forecast now.
It's not bad. Sunshine today, low 30s. Tonight, clear, 15 to 20. By the way, what's your temperature now?
Here at the station, it's 13.
And at your house was?
It was 9 when I left my house.
I kind of figured, I kind of thought that there would be single numbers everywhere, but... Yeah. Didn't get as cold because we don't have the snow covered. That's the problem. But people don't care. They're glad it's warmer. Saturday, we'll have sun, then increasing clouds, and it's a mild day, 45 to 50. Late Saturday night, a little rain comes in. Rain, not snow.
And not a lot,
Yes?
Not a lot.
Not a lot at all. No. Not a lot at all. Absolutely not. Any rain, Sunday morning ends, the sun comes out, and we go to 50. So we're even going to salvage most of Sunday. And Monday will be cloudy. There's a chance of a few rain or wet snow showers. That would be in the afternoon, but again, not a big deal, 35 to 40. Tuesday, an Alberta Clipper goes by, and that could bring some snow showers. But again, shouldn't be a big deal, and it will, of course, be getting colder as we near toward the end of January. The modeling is kind of interesting because all of the modeling does agree that a very strong cold front will come in Friday night. Next, a week from today. What I find interesting is that in the last, I would have to say, at least 2 days, the American GFS model has been insisting that this front is going to bring with it accumulating snows. Now, the Euro originally did, and now the Euro's kind of backing off and saying it's not going to be as substantial. And the Canadians in the middle. Maybe, maybe not. So I'm still thinking that the American model has been insisting on this, and I'm kind of wondering if the American model is going to be right. And that would be, of course, February 2nd, and that would also be Groundhog Day.
And you know
how I feel about Groundhog Day.
Yeah, didn't the American model do good on one other storm this year?
Yeah, and the American model did good on this past weekend. Yeah. This coming weekend. Because if you recall... the American model kept saying that there would be precipitation coming in on Sunday, and it would be light, while the European said, no, 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 late Sunday into Monday and heavy, the European was giving us over 2 inches of rain. So hats off to the American model here.
So we have to watch that for the middle of next week then?
Late next week.
Late next week, okay.
Late next week, Friday. Friday, would be Friday. Yep.
All right, that's what we have to watch. Okay.
So that's the scoop. That's the scoop there. Whatchamacallit. Trying to get a lot of stuff done, you know, leading up to the movie premiere. But
now, when is the movie premiere again now?
That's February 24th.
Okay.
Last Saturday.
I still haven't got my copy of it.
It's not done.
That's a good reason.
That's why.
It's a good reason.
Half of it's done. Actually, our director, I was just going to talk to you about this real quick. Our director has been editing, and I thought he's been actually going along pretty good because usually at this time, a month before the movie premiere, we're not halfway done with the movie. There's no way. I guess, I don't know, a couple of days ago, all of a sudden came down with very bad pain on the top part of his left hand. And the pain did not go away. And now it's swollen. Let's see, he went to an orthopedic surgeon. And the orthopedic surgeon said, you probably need a general doctor to treat this because it is not carpal tunnel. It is not tendonitis. It is not arthritis. And what else did he say? Oh, it's not a fracture or a break.
Well, what is it then?
He thinks it's a skin infection, and he sent him for some blood work, which, of course, they're not going to know till Monday. But I know that they recently put him on Crestor and a cholesterol pill. I forget what it is. I can't pronounce it. Lopressin. Lopressin. I looked up the symptoms of that. This morning I did that. And they said the side effects, both of them, could be joint, muscle pain, and swelling.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. And are you going to let him know?
I'm going to let him know, and I'm going to tell him that he better call the cardiologist and tell the cardiologist that until they find out what's going on, you know, he's got to stop that. He should stop that medication.
Yeah, because I was once given something for when I got all my surgeries.
Yeah.
And it just made me a wild man. I couldn't get to sleep. It was hallucinations. And I went in and I had a terrible cough. And I said to my doctor, "Is something wrong?" He goes, "There's nothing wrong with you." He says, "Let's take a look at the medicine." He said, "Yeah." He says, "There's a zero." He said, "There's a slight chance of this happening to certain people." And it was everything that I had, every single thing that I had, every single thing that I had.
And it's a slight chance, and Marshall got it.
And I got it. And so we changed the medicine, and within 3 days, boom. God.
Wow. Okay. God. I will call. I will make sure he knows about that.
Because you don't want some. You can't suffer. Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Well, Pat, yep. I want you to have a good weekend.
You too. Enjoy it. I'll see you Monday morning.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.